Okay.
Good Sunday morning. Today's Wonder podcast is called Fear the Deer, Not the Mountain Lion. As reported in the news, strange things are going on in Atherton, California, one of the nation's wealthiest communities. It's just if aliens have put crazy thoughts into some people's heads. Quote, "I won't let my children go to the tennis court by themselves anymore," a worried Mrs. Pruix vowed. Mrs. Pruix's parents and next-door neighbors also never go outside. Atherton resident Mr. Thomas has placed letters in mailboxes warning his neighbors to keep closer watch over his children. What threat has caused these wealthy townspeople to barricade themselves indoors? Thieves? Ghosts? Disease? No. It's the mountain lion. Some wild animals give us time to enjoy their presence. Deer grazing in the meadow, a woodpecker patiently excavating its treehouse, a robin hunting at the lawn for worms. Others, like mountain lions, are as elusive as darting shadows. If you are fortunate enough to meet a North America's largest feline, it'll most likely be as fleeting as a shooting star bursting across the heavens. But if you do get that rare chance to take a closer look, you notice the cougar's enormous tail, broom, bristle, whiskers, a feline's intensive glare. Pure muscle, pure hunter, this animal now has to adjust its traditional habitats, overflowing with human activity. Here in Lyle, Washington, we've long shared our wooded homeland with cougars. They are here because this is prime deer range. We've all seen the cats. I've raised 3 children, 4 foster children. They've all greatly benefited from growing up outdoors in rural landscape where deer, cougars, porcupines, and evil rattlesnakes make their home. Washington is home to approximately 2,500 cougars, 7 feet long, weighing up to 200 pounds. This creature can leap 30 feet from a standstill, allowing them to take down deer and even elk. This all said, should we be afraid of these big cats? In reality, cougar attacks on humans are exceedingly rare. The last 100 years, fewer than 20 fatalities from big cat attacks are recorded. Compare that figure to the thousands of people who are injured or killed every year from car collisions with deer, the cougar's main food. According to the National Highway Safety Administration, there are 1.5 million deer-induced crashes per year with 150 human lives lost annually. And the Valvoline Oil website tells us that deer kill more people in the United States than all commercial airlines, train and bus accidents combined. Mountain lions are predators of deer, can reduce those numbers and actually make us safer. If our society is ever going to start caring about the natural world, then one of the first steps must be to stop being afraid of creatures who need not be feared. We must replace scary myths and enthralling true stories with enthralling through true stories about our magical encounters with wildlife. We must replace temerity in walking through the woods with excited hope and expectation that our lives will be enriched if we are lucky enough to see a mountain lion in the wild. Our next podcast will be called Sky Sets. You can no longer call these sunsets, sunrises that embrace the entire sky. Look forward to talking to you then. Thank you.